All right. Some people think meetings are boring, the drain on productivity, a manifestation of corporate hierarchy, which rarely has a purpose, and you hate them. Maybe not. This is a study from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, to be released later this year. It reportedly says that when asked to imagine an ideal workday, two-thirds of people that they talked to said, that includes a meeting or two. Jared Sandberg looked into our love-hate relationship with meetings in his cubicle culture column in the Wall Street Journal, and we're holding a meeting here to talk about it. Jared, thanks for coming.
Good morning, folks.
So it turns out people don't hate meetings as much as they say they do. Now, why would a meeting be an ideal part of an ideal day, as this study from UNC Charlotte suggests?
Well, that's a great question, in part because there are probably multiple answers. One is that probably one of the most compelling ones is that we are, by nature, social animals. So we're these sort of needy huddlers and cuddlers. But there's also a sense that people really think they can be productive. They can be a status symbol. You know, they can be some totem of your status. Look, you were important enough to get invited in the first place. And then, you know, or obviously they're at least a change of tempo for your day, you know, because meetings are, in some respects, company-sanctioned prattle. You know, you can look busy without actually ever accomplishing anything.
All right, so you've told me I can look busy, I can be social, and I can sort of improve my status in the pecking order if I go to a meeting. I can understand why someone would be interested in that.
Yeah, yeah, and you get free food, too.
Lots of times you get free food. But let's be honest, there are some meetings that seem to go on forever. There are meetings that seem to have no point. So you touch in your article on some basics of good and bad meeting practices. First of all, a lot of people engage in the no-chair philosophy, have a meeting without chairs. Does that idea actually work?
Apparently does.
Really?
There are a lot of people who said that that's a great way to get people to focus on the point and the purpose and not exactly invite, it doesn't exactly invite an open mic kind of, you know, atmosphere where people are just spinning things out for the fun of it. There's also another tactic very similar to that, is schedule a meeting at 11 o'clock with no lunch included so that people are hungry and want to move on. And these are sort of the soft torments of making people sort of go suffer slightly so that they, you know, speed things up.
What are some of the biggest complaints about meetings that you heard from people when you were interviewing them for your article?
I think some of the biggest complaints are that people have a lot of other things to do, and listening to some blowhard, you know, test out their latest joke material is not exactly productive for them. That has to be the number one issue. But, you know, there are a ton of things that people hate about meetings. Most of them center around a lack of productivity or someone else showcasing themselves, showing off. That always seems to be the theme of the meeting discontent.
I also read one story about how to have a great meeting is not to start it exactly on the hour or the half hour. Because if you start at 11:10, you get people's attention. Do these gimmicks work?
That's an interesting one. I hadn't heard
of
one before. I like it, though. It's, anything that sort of, you know, changes the normal sort of habit, meeting habit. You don't want to fall into the meeting habit. Some of these gimmicks really do work, but it's amazing how few people actually start a meeting stating what the purpose of the meeting is. It's amazing how many people are invited to these meetings. Some people are clearly just invited to either show the status of the meeting leader or to, you know, pad the room and make it seem like there's a lot of people participating in communication. The fact of the matter is you've got to go for the smallest number of people in the shortest amount of time possible, and that really does help the efficiency of a meeting. I think stating the purpose of it, obviously keeping it on point, interrupting people when they get off point. You know, in other words, having a meeting moderator, someone whose purpose it is to keep it, you know, all these cats kind of herded in one place. You know, those are all good ideas, and they come up time and again, and people do say they work.
Like them or not, are there too many meetings out there?
You know, evidence suggests, someone actually came up with this, I'm not sure I believe it, that there are 11 million meetings a day in America. What's interesting about it is that we have all these new technologies which are supposed to obviate the need for meetings, and yet everyone seems to feel that we are having more meetings now than ever before.
Jared Sandberg writes the cubicle culture for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for stopping by, Jared.
My pleasure as always.
Coming up, it is New Music Tuesday. Ever heard of this band called Be Your Own Pet? We have one of their many fabulous songs. Jacob, did you just give me the hook 'em horn sign? I think he... They're awesome, according to Jacob. He knows. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.